Defense to make next move in Fagan case, Atlanta Journal. Monday, June 9th, 1913. Apparently, prosecuting officials consider their investigation complete. Chief of Detectives Lanford has announced that Jim Conley, the Negro sweeper, who is the state's principal witness in the case against Leo M. Frank, indicted for the murder of Mary Fagan, will not be cross-examined again unless he voluntarily sends for the officers to make a statement. It is known that no developments have changed the theory of the prosecuting authorities, and it is apparent from the remark of Chief Lanford and other statements that the officials consider the investigation of the Fagan murder as complete and are now waiting for the big legal fight to be staged before Judge L.S. Roan, probably on Monday, June 30th. With the state resting on its oars, it is naturally expected that the next move, if there is to be one, will come from the defense of Mr. Frank. To forecast any move which may be made by the defense before the case actually comes before the court is a difficult proposition since Luther Z. Rosser, the leading counsel, continues silent. It is known that friends of the accused man have been actively at work in his behalf, but what they have developed remains a matter for conjectures. Frank spent a quiet day in the tower Sunday and was visited by his wife and quite a number of the friends who are standing by him in his trouble. R.P. Barrett, one of the foremen at the National Pencil Factory and the man who found the strands of hair on the lathe in the metal room, has issued a statement giving his reason for sharing the opinion of practically all of the pencil factory employees that the Negro Conley is guilty of the crime with which the factory superintendent is charged.